In Iraq, two American soldiers were killed in the northern city of Mosul today. Another soldier was killed north of Baghdad by a roadside bomb blast. The most recent deaths came as the U.S. military expanded a series of attacks against suspected forces opposed to the occupation of Iraq. Warplanes bombed targets near Samarra, about 75 miles north of Baghdad, and ground forces moved against suspected insurgent strongholds near the western Iraqi border with Syria. NPR Ivan Watson is with the U.S. 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment. He joins us by satellite phone. Hello, Ivan.
Good morning, Leanne.
What can you tell us about the operation that you're with now?
This operation has been called Rifle Blitz. It began before dawn on Thursday, and it involves more than 3,500 troops that have just recently been brought into this area along the Syrian border in western Iraq, and they basically have encircled three towns with a combined population of approximately 120,000 people. They have cut off these towns, cut off all travel in and out of them, and are doing house-to-house searches. They're saying that they have now searched through about 1,500 houses. There are already 400 detainees that have been brought in, a number of weapons caches that have been discovered, and it is quite a large operation. You may be able to hear the sound of helicopters, more than 40 helicopters involved. Throughout the night last night, heavy artillery firing illumination rounds, which lit up the area, and nighttime patrols and raids going on. I've driven through the towns, and there are just tanks and Humvees and U.S. soldiers pretty much everywhere. So, as the U.S. military has put it, they have locked down the region.
Why this region?
Well, this has been a real hotbed of resistance. I'm getting most of this information from the U.S. military, of course, and they say that over the course of the past 2 months, they really saw an upsurge in attacks. It began, they say, when there was an operation done to round up more than 100 people in early October, and in the aftermath, they saw daily attacks, as many as 15 a day at some times, against the relatively small garrison of U.S. troops. There was some really furious fighting going on here for several weeks, and then the decision was made to just make a massive show of force. And as one commander put it, basically they lost the peace here. They had no choice after trying to win the hearts and minds of the people by spending more than $1 million on projects. They say they had no choice but to finally fight, and that's what they say they're doing.
Do these attacks by the Americans, do they represent a new set of tactics?
Absolutely. We haven't seen something on this scale shutting down entire large communities like this before in Iraq. We've seen neighborhoods cordoned off by U.S. troops and then house-to-house searches, but we have not seen a population of more than 120,000 basically living under dusk-to-dawn curfew like this, martial law basically. This is during the holy month of Ramadan. People break their fasts after sunset, and they really can't even walk from one house to the next to have dinner. They're coming into the end of Ramadan holiday, and really, these towns are completely deserted, practically, except for the U.S. forces that are traveling through. The stores, the markets have been shut down, and you get little groups of people, basically, sitting on the front steps of their houses, watching the U.S. troops drive through.
NPR's Ivan Watson with the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment in western Iraq near the Syrian border. He joined us by satellite phone. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.